and welcome to another episode of my podcast, Social Blend. So, we have a lot to talk about today, but first, I want to go right into giving my thoughts and prayers to everyone affected in the California fires. Seeing and watching it on the news is just so heartbreaking. I was there this past summer. I didn't go to the Malibu area, but going to California was such a fun experience for me. So seeing stuff like that happening just kills me. And, you know, the fact that there's like 50 plus people that passed, I mean, oh my gosh, they didn't even have time to like leave their house. It was so sudden and just everything happened so quickly. And, you know, homes were lost and that takes a toll on everybody affected and especially their mental health. And that's something that is extremely important is mental health, keeping your stability and your sanity through this whole process. If I lost my home, I wouldn't even know where to start. It would just be something so heartbreaking. And, you know, you go to your home and you make it a safe place. So not having that anymore is definitely something I can't even imagine. Like, I wouldn't even know what to do. So if you do want to help the people affected by the California fires, you could visit redcross.org. Also, you could call 1-800-RED-CROSS or text CA Wildfires, one word, to 90999 and to make a donation there. That's going to include shelter, food, water, physical and mental health resources, as well as emotional support. And that is something that so many of those people need right now. I'm really thinking about everybody affected right now. So, you know, thoughts go out to them. So last week, my first episode of my podcast, Social Blend, came out. I was so excited that everyone loved it. I was getting messages. I was getting text messages, stuff on Instagram, Twitter, Snapchat. It was just great. I thank everybody so much for tuning in, and I hope you are tuning in today. But I do want to tell you guys a story because that was not the first original episode. So my first original episode was actually deleted by yours truly accidentally, and I can't believe I did it. I sat there, I was like in tears, and I was just about to end it, and this podcast didn't even start yet. I was just about to say thank you everyone that had the support, but that is it. I deleted everything and I'm out. So at the end, I just redid the whole entire episode, and even though I sound exhausted, you know, I had to just put something out there. I didn't want to stop this whole entire thing. So I'm happy you guys all enjoyed it and loved it and made me so happy. So thank you. So this weekend I had my sister's sweet 16 and it was great and a mess at the same time. It was a lot of fun, but behind the scenes, it was chaos. I had my friend come. Well, she volunteered. And we were so thankful. And another one of my friends volunteered also. But the one who was here the longest, she came in and it was just a screaming match. So with us, like with my family, like we have so many ideas. And we're all, like I could say we are all creative in our own different ways. So like, each of us, it's like, I want it this way. And the other one's like, yeah, but what about like this? So we always get into these arguments and fights. And my friend was there to just witness it all. And she was just like cracking up. And the funniest thing was like 20 minutes before the party started, the whole house was in shambles. And we're just like, my friend was like, how is this going to be possible? Like, how is this house going to look like a sweet 16 in 20 minutes? And 20 minutes later, it was like fine. Everything was vacuumed, cleaned, put away. It looked like a hall. It was like so funny. Like, oh my gosh. I'm just happy it all went well. I'm happy everyone had a great time. And I'm happy my sister had a good time. And everything came out great. But oh my gosh, is it like crazy to even think about a C16 to do something and like to, you know, design the theme, and what are you gonna feed everybody there, and what kind of drinks are you gonna have? And it's, oh my gosh. So I'm happy it's over, but I'm happy everyone had fun, and that's that. Also this week, I went to New York, and I live in Jersey, so it's around like 35 to 45 minutes, but this time we did take the Staten Island Ferry to go across. I think the funnest part about this trip to New York was the fact that I was on a billboard, and it was the funniest thing ever, because like I saw this billboard a mile away, and it just had a camera overlooking Times Square, and I'm like, okay, time to look for that. So if you go on my Instagram, still_George, I will post that on my story of what happened there, and you could see me. It is so funny. So that was really fun, New York. It's always a fun place to go, and as I was there, I'm like, I should go more often. So that's that. I've been using Uber Eats lately, and I can't believe I've been without it all this time. You get the app, order with the tap, and Uber Eats is on the way. Uber Eats is great for your busy schedule at work or your lazy days at home binge-watching your favorite shows. Get $5 off your first Uber Eats order with my code EATS-GEORGE-S15829UE. Or check the description of this podcast below. So we have so many topics today, guys. Like, I need a drink for this. This is going to be a lot. So first we'll talk about the People's Choice Awards, how boring they were. I feel like since like probably 2013, the award shows have been so boring, and year after year after year, they just decline and they're so boring because I feel like there's not enough A-listers out there. Like, all these A-listers are not there. Like, they're not going to these award shows. And, you know, where's Beyonce? Where's Gaga? Where's Rihanna? Where's, you know, Jay-Z? Like, where are these people? Like, they don't want to go to this. Like, they don't want anything to do with these award shows. So, the People's Choice Awards was on this weekend. They were boring. I didn't even know half of the people that were there. Rita Ora had a good, Rita Ora. Who was... I don't know, somebody performed and they did like okay out of everybody, but still, it was like whatever. I'm so over it. I'm done. Also, this weekend was the Victoria's Secret Fashion Show. Those come on every year and they're actually more entertaining than the award shows. They have performers that come. So this year was Shawn Mendes, Halsey, and the Chainsmokers. So even though it was this weekend, the real date is going to be December 2nd that they air it on TV. So we will get to see how that was. I think the best performances from that show ever was Rihanna 1 year. I don't even know. And then, like, I think 2 years ago was Gaga. Those were really, really, really good performances. So moving right along is The Real Housewives of Beverly Hills, Lisa Vanderpump. She is leaving the show after 8 years on. And there has been a lot of commotion while the season has been going on about what is going on with her, because she's been fighting with every cast member. She hasn't been at any of the events or the wedding of, who's that lady? I don't even know. Of that one lady, one of the new members of the show. She didn't go to her wedding, and she didn't go on any of the vacations that the whole cast went on. So I had a feeling that she was going to be off, or that she was going to just do her own thing. She does have Vanderpump Rules, which is a show about her restaurants or whatever. I really don't watch it, but it is a good show. I just haven't watched all the seasons. So this is a really crazy story. A Dallas woman went to Mexico to get a nose job. Instead, she is now left in a coma and might die. Guys, this is so bad. Like, oh my gosh. At first, I was like, I hear a lawsuit. But at the same time, it's like, what are you people doing? Just, like, get it here. Like, there are other countries that are good at plastic surgery, but there are also countries that do not have these certain laws that we have. And oh my God, like they throw anything in you. They will throw anything in you and you have to watch out. I repeat, you have to watch out. So, whew, thoughts to her and her family. Oh my gosh. Stay tuned for that. Next, we have American comic book writer Stan Lee. He passed away this week. He was 95, and he did the Marvel comic books. So he did the Marvel comic books, and he also would cameo in many of the movies. I don't really watch too many of the comic book movies and stuff like that, but one I did watch was the Superman one, the most recent. That was so good with, who was it, Zendaya and that other, the white boy, I don't know his name. They were really good. That was like such a good movie. I loved it. So, thoughts to his family. He had a daughter and a wife. His wife, I believe, passed away a long time ago. So, yeah, I mean, what a great life, though. What a legend in the comic book industry and the movie industry. So, he will definitely be missed by many. Snoop Dogg is finally receiving his star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame. And I'm saying finally because I thought he already had this. And I feel like I walked past it in LA this summer when I went. I don't know. Like, when I saw that, I was like, I feel like I walked past his star. So, I don't know. Whatever. It was just, I don't know. But good for him. He has his, you know, Hollywood star, Walk of Fame. That's great. It's the 2,651st star on the Walk of Fame. That is so many. I probably saw like 100 out of the 2,000. And I was looking for so many, and like, they're so hard to find. Like, you could Google it, but the one I was looking for was like wrong. Like, when I went to the place, it was wrong. It wasn't the right one. So you really just have to constantly look. But yeah. So, great job, Snoop. Amazing. So, I want to thank everyone so much for listening today. And again, I'm keeping my thoughts and prayers out to California. Those wildfires are intense and crazy. And anyone affected by it, you really need to keep in mind your mental health. That is the most important thing, you know. And I can't even say forget about the home, forget about the materialistic things, because it's like those are important too. But your mental health at the moment is very important. So keep that in mind for anybody out there that's struggling through other things too. Keep your mind working, because once you lose that, there's no going back. It's so hard too, guys. So please, 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 whatever you do, just stay together. Stay together. So thanks everyone so much for watching. Tune in every Thursday to get another episode with me, George Frank, on my podcast, Social Blend. Bye.